ABC News.
I'm Jared Coote with the sports headlines. The Premier says Queensland can see the finishing line in the bid to host the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. Brisbane has been the preferred host since February, and it's been officially endorsed overnight by both the International Olympic Committee's Executive Board and the Future Host Commission. The decision will now go to a vote at the IOC session next month. Geelong has put a further dent in Port Adelaide's AFL Premiership credentials, winning 17-10, 112 to 14-7, 91 at the Adelaide Oval last night. The win keeps the Cats in third place, while the Power remain in fifth. The French Open women's singles final will pit Barbara Krejcikova against Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova. 29-year-old Pavlyuchenkova will become the first woman ever to play more than 50 Grand Slams before reaching her first final after defeating Tamara Zidanec 7-5, 6-3. Krejcikova has overcome Maria Sakkari 7-5, 4-6, 9-7 in the other semi-final. Reigning NBL champions the Perth Wildcats are one loss away from elimination after losing their first semi-final to Illawarra 74-72. The Matildas have crashed to a third straight defeat under new coach Tony Gustafsson 3-2 in a friendly against Denmark. Denmark scored three goals from set pieces within the first half an hour before an Australian rally, including a first international goal for 18-year-old Mary Fowler. NRL ladder leaders, the Penrith Panthers, will again be without their Origin stars tonight as they hope to avoid a second straight loss. Cronulla hosts Penrith, but the match has come too soon for five players involved on Wednesday, including halfback Nathan Cleary. In the first game this evening, Manly will be missing Tom Trbojevic in its clash against North Queensland. This is ABC News.